there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eve, and today we're talking about a topic that is the foundation of every success story, every comeback, and every personal victory. You hold the power. It's time to tap into your inner confidence and break limits. Let's get into it. Today we are getting real, we are getting raw, and we are exploring the power that you hold. What happens when you start believing in yourself? What happens when you start tapping into your raw potential? What happens when you push yourself to the limit? Let's face it, we often spend our lives searching for validation, permission, or simply a sign from the universe. Lord, give me a sign. But we have to look within ourselves versus looking to others for approval. Sometimes we wait for the perfect moment and we allow self-doubt to whisper 1,000 reasons why we shouldn't even try. But the real raw truth is that the most incredible transformative force in your life doesn't come from an external source. It comes from deep within. It's the moment you finally look in the mirror and say, I believe in me, and I'm ready to bet 1,100% on myself. This episode isn't about magical thinking. That's not what we're doing here today. We're realistic. It's about getting real about the tangible, undeniable shifts that occur in your life, your mindsets, your actions, and your relationships when you finally reclaim that power and truly start believing in yourself. We'll explore how dangerous you become, the signs that you might be holding yourself back, discuss the immediate and long-term benefits of your self-belief, and share some practical, relevant ways to cultivate that level of confidence. Even when it feels hard, we'll be honest about the journey from doubt to conviction, but also celebrate the immense freedom, the clarity, and that unshakable strength that comes from trusting in your own power. What happens when you start believing in yourself? How dangerous are you when you stop doubting yourself? It's really the domino effect. When that belief sparks action. So what actually happens? What's the domino effects that kicks in when you stop doubting and you start believing? How powerful do you become? You take action without permission. You stop waiting for someone else to give you the green light. You apply for that job. You start that business. You ask that person out. The need for external validation becomes less important to you, and it becomes less of a compass. So that's what we're talking about. Changing your perspectives, your outlook from outward to inward. Your perspectives on failures changes. Failure is no longer a final verdict on your worth. So what if you fail? Get up and try again. It becomes what is truly a lesson, a data point, a necessary part of the process. In my perspective, you can't have failure without success. Failure gives you the blueprint on what you didn't do right so that you can do the opposite of that because you believe in your ability to learn and grow. Setbacks don't derail you. They redirect you onto a better course, unto a better version of you, into new opportunities. So your inner voice becomes your ally. That's another thing that happens. The constant nagging self-criticism start to quiet down. That's right. You quiet the noise. Instead of that voice telling you can't, you start to say you can, and where those flaws were, you no longer see those. You develop that level of support, that level of positivity that says, it's okay, you've got this, you can figure this out. Your energy, that's right, your energy becomes magnetic. The confidence that you have is so attractive. I say this all the time, like, people always are drawn to me. They're drawn to that level of confidence. It's a magnet, that level of positivity. It's a magnet. When you walk into a room believing in your own value, you radiate an energy that's unmatched, that draws people in, that's genuine, that's authentic. You build stronger relationships because you're not seeking to be completed by others, validated by others. You're simply being. You're simply being and translating that positivity into the university and into others. You're seeking to connect from a place of wholeness. That's powerful. You stop shrinking and you start shining. Let me say that again for the people in the back. When you understand you hold the power, you stop shrinking and you start shining, baby, bright like a diamond. You give yourself permission to be seen. You speak up. You share your art. You express your unique opinions, and you no longer dim your light to make others feel comfortable because you understand that your brilliance is a gift. It's not a burden. And you set and uphold those things where you believe in yourself, where you understand your worth, where you know your value. You are no longer willing to accept less than you deserve. This allows you to set those healthy boundaries in all areas of your life, protecting your time, your energy, and your peace of mind. If you're listening in today and you're feeling a little down on your luck and things haven't been going as planned, I just want to tell you that the power is yours. And here's how to start believing in yourself, believing in your power, believing in your potential, believing in that brighter day that's ahead. For many of us, the idea of just believing can feel like a mountain. It's a habit we have to build, but here are some relevant strategies to kickstart this journey. Acknowledge how far you've come. Acknowledge that whatever challenges and whatever, you know, circumstances you've been through, they've never stopped you. You're still here. You're still going. Use that as an opportunity to propel you and understand the impact that you've had on others and influence so far. And challenge that inner critic. When that negative voice pops up, don't just accept it. Ask yourself, is this something that's 100% true? Where is the evidence in this? Because sometimes we have to speak against those lies. Be conscious and replace the negative thoughts with the more constructive, positive one. Surround yourself with believers and positive thinkers and influential people you spend your time with. That has a huge impact on your self-perception. So reconsider and look at your friend groups and communities that you're in, and make sure that they're supportive of your dreams and remind you of the power that you have. And take that risk. Put yourself out there. Take a small risk. Start with a tiny step that's just outside of your comfort zone and go for it, whatever that is, you know, whether that's some type of club you want to join, a class. Each time you take a small risk and see that the world doesn't end, your beliefs in your own resilience grow expeditiously. So embrace actions before motivation. Don't wait until you feel confident to act. If you're afraid, do it afraid. Start the project, make the call, or go to the gym before the feeling of confidence arrives. It's okay if you're at the gym and you're not sure are you going to get through that treadmill run. At least you got up. At least you went there. The belief will follow the action. So know that. Practice that level of self-compassion. You have to have grace for yourself. There will be days when the doubts creeps back in. It's never perfect, but treat yourself with that kindness and understanding that you would give to a friend, that you would give to a relative, that you would give to your loved ones. You are a work in progress. It's okay if you don't have all of the answers. It's okay if you're not perfect. Let me say that again for the people in the back. It's okay if you are not perfect and if you don't have all of the answers. Know your worth. Know the power you hold. It's not a secret you need to find. Everything that you have to redirect your life, it's already there. It's a truth that you just need to be reminded of. It's the power of your ideas, your resilience, your unique voice. There's no one on earth like you. Trust me, I know all about it. I'm often imitated, but I'm never duplicated. Your capacity to grow. When you start believing in yourself, you don't just change your own life. You give others permission to believe in themselves as well, to be great, to push the limits, to break the boundaries, to be confident, to be dangerous. So let that sink in. When you act in the power of you, when you look within yourself for the strength versus outside for answers and validation, you hold the power to redirect yourself, the transformative power you will ever encounter that resides within you. So it's not about ego tripping. It's not about being arrogant. It's about recognizing your worth, knowing that your resilience, your capabilities, reclaiming your power that's uniquely yours, that starts with you. It's about shining and not diminishing your light. Different ways you give your power away. Hold on to the power. Know how powerful you are when you start believing in yourself, when you start tapping into the power that was already there. Sometimes you're down in life and you feel like everything is going wrong and why is this happening? And oh my goodness, this is out of my control. But guess what? It's in your control. You have the power to reclaim your narrative. You have the power to push yourself. You have the power to stop being afraid and put yourself out there. Don't worry about the fear of judgment when the fear of making a mistake or being criticized is, and that stops you from trying, or you're stuck in the past where you tried things and it didn't work out. I'm here to tell you, get over it. Dust yourself off and try again. So let's be crystal clear. You have to be intentional on understanding what truly matters to you, your values, your authentic stars, and just feeling powerful, being intentional. Learn to say no to what drains you and say yes to what nourishes you and your soul. And believe in your unshakable core. Know how powerful you are when you stop doubting yourself, when you put yourself out there and you learn from your setbacks and you get up and you tap into that authentic power that lies in your resilience, not in being flawless. See those challenges that you're going through as opportunities to learn and grow. Believe that your abilities can develop through dedication and hard work. It's a mindset for you to unlock your greatest potential. And it's a journey, not a destination. Some days your light will be feeling dim and that's okay. But you have to keep trying and you have to stay motivated. Know the power resides within you. That means you always have the ability to switch it back on. You're never down and out. You always have the power to keep going and to get back up and keep trying. Never give up. You're never defeated. You hold the power. So I just want to talk to anyone that's looking and searching outwards for validation. Know that the power has always been within you. You don't have to look anywhere. You don't have to buy anything. The moment you realize you've been waiting for permission that you already had, that's right. When you believe in yourself, that's the foundation for everything to break through. That shift in your life, that shift that you need from seeking external validation to internal conviction, breaking through the mental barriers, understanding the lies you've been told or what they've cost you, that limiting belief that holds you back. Where is that rooted in? Is it from your childhood? Is it from culture? Is it from comparison? Is it from negative Nancy? I'm here to tell you, don't let negative Nancy get in your head and trip you up. Let's not do that. So it's all about understanding that you are not what you've been through. Don't believe the lies, turning that pain into power, reframing failure, rejection, and setbacks, owning your story without letting it define your limits. Know There is power in the confidence code. Confidence as a choice and a muscle. How to build that self-trust through small daily actions. You have to believe in yourself. If you don't do anything on earth, you have to believe in yourself. Separate confidence from perfectionism. That will get you every time. Nothing or no one is perfect. And if they are pretending to be, that's the biggest lie. That's the biggest setback. So know that it's okay to not be perfect, but strive for the best. Strive to do your best no matter what. And awaken your inner power. Who told you you couldn't? Challenge those expectations and internalize doubts. Silence the noise and the comparisons and the criticism. Choose to believe in yourself. Choose to understand the narrative that you're perpetuating in your life. And once you do that, it's time to have that unshakable confidence, radical self-belief, and that unshakable identity, the power of identity. Know who you are, believe in who you are, build a foundation rooted in value and vision, affirmations, and mental rewiring to support your growth. Know that you are so powerful. You're not just there trying to merely exist, but you are thriving. You are taking up space and you are owning your presence in every room, healthy boundaries, self-respect, and letting go of people pleasing and trying to approve everyone, this approval addiction, and trying to make everyone happy, because that is the biggest way to drain yourself. You can't please everyone. And if you think you can, watch yourself be stressed out. Watch yourself be miserable for trying to please everyone. Work on you. Work on being the best version of you and tapping into your unlimited power and potential that you hold. That's the power. No one can give it or take it. It's internal. So once you stop looking for that outside validation, likes, approvals, acknowledgments, and acknowledge yourself. Know how powerful you are. Understand how to dream out loud and move with a purpose. Reconnect with your passions, your goals, and your purpose. What is something that you've always wanted to do? How to stop sitting on your potential and actually living it, turning your belief into bold, consistent actions. And when you believe, everything shifts, your life shifts, your mindset affects your relationships, your career, your energy. You attract aligned opportunities. Those doors open and those connections are reaching out. That magnetic power and self-belief. When you believe in you, everything shifts. You shake the world around you. So becoming that version of yourself you've always needed, healing that inner child, empowering the present self, embodying your higher self in everyday life, and becoming your own greatest advocate and surrounding yourself with love and positivity and being your own source of strength. So I just want to remind you, you hold the power, use it wisely, and know that you are not waiting on anyone else. You are the key. So walk in alignment, courage, and conviction, a new beginning, living, leading, and loving from a place of personal power. That's right. You hold the power, and everything you need is already rooted deep down inside of you. It's time for you to believe. It's time for you to acknowledge your greatness. It's time for you to tap into your unlimited potential and be great. The future belongs to you, and you hold the power. I hope you're feeling dangerous, motivated, and ready to tap into your unlimited potential. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this deep dive into the power of you here on Real Raw Relevant. Remember, you are capable of incredible, extraordinary things. Tap into that inner strength, trust your instincts, and unleash the magnificent power that is yours. Until next time, stay real raw. And remember to embrace the power of you. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. And if you need an additional source of motivation and tapping into your inner power, my new book, A Rose is Still a Rose, You Hold the Power, is available now at Barnes & Noble. It's packed with insightful guides on relationships, personal journeys, and how to be the best version of you. It's available now. Get your copy. You won't regret it. I'll see you next time.